Hi Leute, ich bin's Armani und in der neuen Folge vom Energy Star Talk habe ich richtigen Megastar-Besuch aus Australien. Delta Goodrem ist da. Wem der Name kein Begriff ist, sie war beim Hi Leute, ich bin's Armani und in der neuen Folge vom Energy Star Talk habe ich richtigen Megastar. Hi Leute, mein Name ist Armani und in der neuen Folge vom Energy Star Talk habe ich richtigen Megastar-Besuch aus Australien. Delta Goodrem ist da. Wem der Name kein Begriff ist, sie war beim Hi Leute, ich bin's Armani und in der neuen Folge vom Energy Star Talk habe ich richtigen Megastar-Besuch aus Australien. Delta Goodrem ist da, wem der Name kein Begriff ist. Sie war beim Eurovision Song Contest dieses Jahr 4. Platz. In Australien ist sie bereits eine Legende. ChatGPT räumt sie dort denselben ChatGPT räumt ihr dort denselben Kultstatus ein, wie eine Helene Fischer in Deutschland verdient hat. Wir sprechen über ihren Neustart in Deutschland, ihr brandneues Album Pure und wie es war dieses Jahr beim ESC die Bühne. abzureißen. Außerdem verrät sie mir, was sie wirklich von deutschen Kaffee hält und ob sie schon mal den berüchtigten Schui machen musste. Hört jetzt rein in die neue Folge vom Energy Star Talk mit Delta Goodrem und mir. Viel Spaß. Vom roten Strand in den australischen Outbacks direkt zu uns ins Studio. Sie ist in ihrer Heimat Australien eine absolute Legende. Mit gerade mal 15 Jahren hat sie dort die Musikwelt auf den Kopf gestellt. Jetzt, mehr als 20 Jahre später, ist sie immer noch am Start. Dieses Jahr hat sie beim Eurovision Song Contest ganz Europa verzaubert, ist 4. Platz geworden. Und jetzt startet sie bei uns ein brandneues Kapitel. Ich freue mich riesig, dass sie heute bei uns im Star Talk ist. Energy Star Delta Goodrem.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, let's just start off. So nice to have you here, Delta.
And it's so lovely to be here.
Perfect. I'll start off by a simple question. I kind of always start my interviews off with the same questions. I want to know, what are you grateful for today?
Oh, I love that as a starting question. You know, I'm grateful that I get to meet you today and I get to sit here and talk about what I love, which is music and connection. I'm feeling extremely grateful that at this moment in my life, that here I am in Berlin on the other side of the world to Australia. And even though I have lived and breathed music, it feels like it's all the beginning again. And I get to enjoy this new chapter, feeling very inspired and very grateful to have stepped into it from such a positive and loving place from people.
Okay, so nice to hear. So welcome to Germany. Welcome
Thank
to Berlin.
You.
Like you said, you've been here before. I'd like to know from you, what do you think of the vibe of Berlin City?
It's been incredible. I love that there is an element of, it's sort of like there's so much culture in the space of everyone has a freedom in their, like their outfits, and there's art, there's music, and there's it's great coffee that I've been finding. Maybe I've just been finding them, but as an Australian, I'm very big on my coffee. So I was like, I very appreciate my hotel's coffee. And I think my brother also, my brother's actually a football coach in Australia, so an AFL coach. And he also had travelled here a bit more the last couple of years, and so he was giving me the heads up. Mm. But I also love that your music, that there's so much pop music, and I love hearing pop music everywhere. That makes my heart very happy.
So nice. You already took my next question away. My next question would have been like, what is the German coffee saying so far?
Yes.
Because I heard that Australians have like...
We're big on it. Have you ever visited us yet?
No, I haven't.
Trust me.
I have to.
We are big on the coffee, like the coffee culture. But what I love, again, the music here though, that side of it, because I think we can be quite rock as well in Australia. And I think that it's been really nice to hear, like in all the different shops I'll hear like pop music, and just... there's such a great music scene that has its own way about it, which I love, and I think that's exciting.
Any artists that you have discovered yet, maybe?
I mean, I have just got to be able to be some cross paths with some incredible artists like Nikos Santo and Shireen, and so I've definitely, or Ray Garvey, and so I've definitely... really enjoyed getting to know their music.
Oh, no, nice. Nico Santos was really close to the show too. How was it meeting him?
Oh, he is the best. I mean, what an amazing talent. So kind, so warm, and such an amazing singer. So I think he's incredible.
Nice. Have you had any cultural shock moments here in Germany so far?
Not yet. Not that I'm aware of. What should I be looking out for?
every time I ask questions in that type of direction, people tell me the German punctuality and the German rule system is really something that is hard for them to adapt to, which I can totally understand. So maybe.
I mean, listen, for me, I like efficiency, firstly. But secondly, probably my pronunciations of everybody's like names or words, that I get a little bit with my Australian accent, I worry that I'm saying it wrong. So I definitely find that I love communication through language, obviously, and music, but I want to be able to speak the language, and I get excited to learn it straight away. I straight away want to understand and be able to know, like, what are you saying? Like, tell me what that means. Or so I'm definitely someone who wants to learn a language when I visit the country.
Mm-hmm. Have you picked up any German so far?
I've got very minimal, Amani. I've got, you know...
What did you pick up?
Ich heiße Delta. Ich liebe die. Or I say, ich liebe die, der Performance. I love that performance.
You sound great. It sounds great.
Thank you. What's party? Feiern.
Mm-hmm.
Feiern.
Yes, feiern.
So, you know, feiern. Yes. Party.
Okay, so if you had to describe Germany in three words, maybe.
Yes. What Germany in three words?
Yes.
And I'm guessing love is Liebe. I would say exciting, goodness, I don't know, how would you describe a city?
So you had Feiern?
No.
I'll count that because it makes sense for Germany. I'll definitely count that.
And also, I think like very cool, like very just like very cool and very trendy and welcoming.
Okay, nice. So you have recently participated or represented Australia in the Eurovision Song Contest this year. Place for. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yes, really great performance. I want to know, how did that come about? Because, yeah, how did you get selected, or how did that work out?
For sure. So I've grown up in music in Australia and had many records out throughout the course of my time. And it hadn't, you know, people had sort of mentioned Delta would love this. Australia joined Eurovision about 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's because there'd been such a community who loved Eurovision. They were like, we love this, this is great. And, you know, why not when we have such a love for music? And then basically, I guess for me, timing, I was always on always had an album out, or I was on a tour, or I was on a project, or I was a coach on The Voice for 9 years in my country, Team Delta. So it kind of hadn't fully crossed paths with me where I had been asked a couple of times. I was like, oh, that's interesting. But timing is always everything, isn't it? And I was in London last year doing my own headline shows. And the journalist backstage asked me, you know, Eurovision was on that exact night. Would you ever do Eurovision, Delta? And I said, look, I'm always, you know, it's been circling me. I'm always open. You never know, because you never know in life. Maybe. And then he did this article that said Delta to do Eurovision. And all of a sudden I had all these wonderful industry friends who called and said, if you ever do it, Delta, like I would love it. And all of a sudden it surrounded me. And the Australians called me and said, Delta, would you do it this year? And I said, talk to me about it. Talk to me. And it landed on my heart. It had all the things I love in music. And I thought the media landscape's changed so much these days. What a blessing and an honour to get to sing on an iconic stage to all these incredible people that might have just either had my music or never heard of my music. What an honour to get up there and sing. And so I said yes. And it was a wild decision for me with my home, but it felt really celebratory, like I was there to celebrate getting to do what I love, and I just wanted to make my country proud and do the best I could. And I was overwhelmed with the love and support that the Aussies and then many people around Europe had shown me, and it was more exciting and enjoyable and incredibly profound than I could have imagined.
That's so nice to hear. Yeah, we could clearly hear that it means a lot for you.
Sorry for the long story. I realize that was just to give some backstory on how I got there and what happened.
No, it's great to hear, because you've done so much in your career, and then still to hear that it means so much to you.
Meant so much to me. And I don't take it ever for granted that Eurovision's an icon in itself. Eurovision is 70 years of iconic music. But two of my greatest loves, Olivia Newton-John and Celine Dion, had both done Eurovision, maybe at different moments in careers at the beginning. But I feel like this is a beginning for me again too. I felt like it was a new chapter, and they were kind of guiding lights and in my heart and mind. And I really appreciated just getting to do what I love to do. It was awesome.
It feels like the start of a comeback also a little bit, since you have your last album was in 2021,
right? You know what? You end up going on these cycles where it ends up being either a few years, but it does feel like I've come back here to Berlin. I've got to see you today. I've got to get to share music again. It's just awesome to be getting to do this and all around the world. And yeah, I don't take it for granted.
So 150 days and 15 hours, I checked just before we started, until your new album, Pure, releases.
Countdown is on.
Yes. Are you excited?
I better start finishing the mixes.
Okay. Yeah. The next question, yeah. How far are you? Is the album ready?
Yes, it is. I've got all the songs, and yes, they are. They are ready. So we've got the new song coming out, which I'm really excited to share. And it's been nice that Eclipse was the first song off the new record. It feels like there's a lot of freedom in it, where all the years of different albums kind of have combined into this album, which is nice.
Okay. What can fans expect?
I think that there is some extra 3-minute songs, because I had to write lots of songs for Eurovision. Mm-hmm. But also I think that it came from, there's the classical elements of piano that I love. There's pop, there's sing-along. And I just enjoyed the dramatics of what I love, where I've come from being a songwriter who loves to have key changes and to enjoy, you know, interludes and to be able to have, you know, strong sing-alongs and think about my live shows, because my live shows is my favorite thing to do. And I think that I was conscious of, what's this song live? How do we bring this to life? And what's the energy in the room? So there's a lot of fun on it, and there's a lot of sentimental moments and vulnerable moments, but it's, you know, pop power ballads and sing-alongs, as well as a journey.
How do you know, or when do you know, that a song, when you've created it, is going to be really great live? Or like, do you have a feeling for it?
Yeah.
Or do you have to test it out? Or
I think it means in the studio that I'm either jumping up on the pianos again, I'm doing cartwheels around the room or dancing, and it's just a putting yourself in the position of imagining where you're going, ah, this would be, I can't wait to play on stage with my friends. Like, just like have that interaction of what do we want to, what's the message, what do I want the viewer, the listener, the audience, my family members out there to feel? I want them to feel empowered and feel excited that we're going to have fun tonight.
I see. That's a great,
you know, view of,
yeah, I understand. So I want to go back to the beginning of your career.
Let's do it.
First record deal you signed.
Because it's so warm, I have to just take my jacket a little bit.
Take your time.
There you go.
Yeah. So you signed your first record deal at 15?
Yes.
And you basically had immediate success with your debut album, Innocent Eyes.
Yeah.
And I want to know, how did you stay, or what did you do to stay grounded at such a young age?
I think that I had amazing parents. I have amazing parents who, you know, have had instilled in me work ethic and discipline. But also, I got into it because I had a deep love for music and connection. And I think, you know, if you have the same intention from the beginning, I didn't get into it for anything else except for wanting to create and connect. So I think that that kind of steps you on the path of intention and purposefully from day one. And it doesn't mean that at times there's lots of noise, and I've seen lots of evolution of the industry. But from day one, you know, work hard, be good to people, good projects, good people, and, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Nice. If you could sit down with the 16 or 15-year-old Delta mm-hmm. right now and whisper something in her ear, what would you tell her?
Oh, she has no idea what's going to go on. Like, she has no idea. Whilst I was had a really strong head and vision for music, you know, as you may or may not know, from that beginning, my very first album was the highest selling album in Australian history. And then I got diagnosed with cancer at the same time. All within the couple of years, I just started my dreams coming true. And that trajectory then meant that obviously it set a tone of always being very grateful, and health is your number one. And I think that at 16, if you told me that was about to happen, and the wildness of dreams coming true and then changing, of course, I could never have imagined that. But I could also not have imagined being here today, getting to share a new chapter, like a new book again.
I see. So, yeah, I wanted to go on. So you did decorate, you're a decorated actress. You got the best-selling perfume in Australia.
Yes.
If I reckon, right? You're a book author. You own your own label. You make super successful music. Like you said, you've been the coach of The Voice, for example. You participated for Australia in the Eurovision Song Contest. You've successfully battled cancer. When somebody asks you, what do you do for a living? What do you tell them?
I just follow my heart and go where the music takes me or the film takes me. I work very hard, and I work with a team who believe in me, and we just sort of work extremely hard. My favorite thing is sort of an idea that we might have, or an album, or a concept, and then seeing it come to life and all of us going, oh, wow, that was so awesome to experience, like Eurovision, where we're all like, whoa, that was a crazy, wild adventure, and sharing it with everyone. But I'd say I'm an actress, musician, and songwriter. I'm just a hybrid. I do a few of them, and just go where the good project and good people is.
Mm-hmm. If you had to sum up your life in one song, so like the soundtrack for your life, basically,
yeah,
would you know what song would it be?
Excluding my own songs.
Yeah.
Because
you can include them once. You can name one of your songs and then maybe have one that's not from you.
For sure. I mean, I think your first single is always your DNA. It kind of is your first introduction, will be a part of your fingerprint, which was Born to Try. But I would say also, I guess the song that always comes to mind is You Gotta Be by Desiree. And I love that it has all the, you gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stick together, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wise, you gotta be tough, you gotta be bad, you gotta be good. You know, I kind of like those lyrics in that song.
So that anthem basically represents you, you would say, or is that something that would like motivate you? And
well, like the I think it gives me, I think it gives us a grounding. There's something in that song that's has the color wheel of many, you know, sort of emotions that we have in life. I think that song in particular. I mean, Both Sides Now, Joni Mitchell is also a song that moves me heavily, you know, looking at life from both sides. And I would say, yeah, those songs definitely move me.
Nice. I would like to play two games with you now.
Okay.
The first one is a game that we always play, or that our morning show loves to play. It's called Fact or Fake. So I've brought a fact, could be fake. And I tell you, and you tell me if it's true or if it's not true, and then we see if it's real or not.
A fact or fake,
So, claim number one, the word selfie originates from Australia. Fact or fake?
I do not know this answer.
You don't have to know. What do you think?
I don't think so. I think that that's fake, but we do tend to shorten, you know, we like make up nicknames.
Exactly, yeah.
So I'm going to say fact.
Okay, okay. So the word selfie originally comes from Australia is a fact.
Yay!
The term was verifiably used for the first time in September 2002, in an online forum in Australia.
No way.
And it said the same thing when my research that Australians love to shorten words. For example, I heard barbecue. You guys say Barbie?
Barbie, yeah. Is that right? Or like, you know. We shorten everything.
What else do you like? But examples.
We nickname everything. It's like, you know, my brother Trent, it's Trenny, you know, like, or you get a Y on things, or you shorten everything is Arvo, like good afternoon, or afternoon is like the Savo, or like, you know, Avo, or, you know, avocado on toast, Avo. You know, but you want some Avo on toast?
How do I differentiate then the afternoon, the avo from the avocado?
That is a good point, Armani. And you know, maybe it's just context, but I haven't thought of that either. So
I heard the difference when you said it. One, you said avo, the other said avo, but so, I don't know.
I'll have some avo in the avo.
Okay, so my second fact or second claim: in Australia, children in remote areas are taught school via radio. Fact or fake?
I reckon fact as well.
So you're actually right. You're bringing us home. In Australia, children in remote areas are taught via school via radio is a fact, since they're in Australian outbacks.
Because the Australian outback is so vast and it can be so far. So in rural communities, it's just too far to get to town. Like if you spread everybody out in Australia, we'd all get like 2 kilometers.
You basically read what my notes.
Right.
This is crazy. Did you check my notes?
No. I know my Australian like land.
Definitely. Basically nowadays they do it in online lessons, but it used to be radio.
Which is pretty funny. Yeah.
So now second game is just going to be a little round of quick fire. So I'll tell you two things and you just decide.
Okay. Between like a this or that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So, all right. Quick second with the technique. Okay. All right. So first one, you're going to have to tell me if I pronounce it wrong. Is it Vegemite or
Vegemite?
Vegemite. Okay.
Yes.
Vegemite or Nutella?
Vegemite.
Meat pie or dinner?
Or donut, do you mean?
Yeah, donut kebab.
Oh, donut kebab.
Yes.
Meat pie.
Did you ever go to a German Späti? Or you know what that is? Like, it's a corner shop. Basically.
Oh, like a donut, the donut kebabs?
Yeah. But there's those like German night shops. They're called Spätis.
Ooh.
So I wanted to ask like Späti or 7-Eleven, because you guys got 7-Eleven.
Well, you know what? Spätzi sounds more exciting, so I'm going to go Spätzi.
Okay. Australian magpies. Who's more annoying, probably, the Australian magpie or the pigeon here in Germany? What do you think?
Oh, that's a tough call. I'm not much of a pigeon person, so I might say maybe no pigeons.
If you had to protect yourself from a wild kangaroo or a wild boar, who do you choose?
Wild boar I would protect myself against. I'm friend of the kangaroo.
All right. Christmas in the snow or Christmas on the beach?
Both.
Protect your drink from a wasp every day or check your shoes for spiders every day?
Oh, I hate wasps. Protect my drink from a wasp.
Eurovision or The Voice?
Oh, you can't do that to me. I'd have to plead the fifth. I'm sorry.
Okay. You're right. You know what?
In fairness, though, Eurovision is very close to my heart right now, so I'd probably be leaning due to it, but I do love The Voice. It's made my home.
Okay. You know what a Fokuhila is?
No.
It's like those old school hair, because it's like German hair, like in the 80s, I'd say, where you have the hair short in the front and long in the back.
A mullet?
It's basically similar to a mullet, but yeah. I wanted to let you decide between that and a mullet.
Oh, right. Oh, so what's the difference? It's a bit more like...
Yes, it's a little bit different. It's like, I think it's like the old school version of a mullet.
A little more fancy mullet?
Maybe a little bit more because curly, yeah.
I'm not a bit... Oh, my gosh.
Oh, thank you so much.
You know what? This has got a bit more luscious hair to it rather than a mullet. I'm going to go this one.
Okay. And Oktoberfest or a Bondi Beach?
Is the Oktoberfest the...
Is the beer fest in Munich, yeah, in South Germany.
I always go to Bondi Beach, so maybe I'll choose the Oktoberfest because I haven't got to go to that before.
Open for something, yeah, I love it.
So more like a looking forward to going to Oktoberfest.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's already all the questions I have from the game.
Yay!
we're nearing the end. I want to. There's one Australian. I'll call it expert. I want to talk to you about. So I'm a big fan of mixed martial arts, and there's an Australian fighter who, when he wins his fights, does a celebration. And I checked it up. I heard he's Australian, so I heard it's like Australian.
Are you gonna say that he does a shooey?
Yes. So yeah.
Have you ever tried this?
No, I haven't. Have you ever tried
it? No, I have not. I have not. And even as an Australian, it's become a part of our culture. Look, it hasn't crossed my paths yet, but I don't know where it started, to tell you the truth.
That's what I was about to ask. You don't know where it originates from.
It did start. Hang on, let me get my thoughts on where did it start. It started with Daniel Ricciardo, maybe. Did it start with him in F1? I think it started at the F1. Let's check this. With Daniel Ricciardo, I think they started doing it at Formula One or car racing, but I could be wrong. It evolved from there.
So I've seen Post Malone did it, Harry Styles did it, Luke Combs did it.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to do one?
I don't think so. I think I'll leave that.
New shoes, maybe? Like completely new, fresh out the box?
Look, I'm somebody who always, walks around with no shoes a lot, or sort of even on stage. So I'm not sure my shoes would be the vibe to, be pouring beer or a drink into to drink. But, listen, now that I've said that, I'm sure at some point I will have no choice but to do this.
In the beginning of the interview, you said something in the lines of never say never.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so if somebody discovers your music 20 years from now, what would you hope that they remember about Delta Goodrum?
Oh, I mean, the first thought that comes to my mind was that I hope that they remember something important in their life, and that they get a visceral memory of, oh, that song reminds me of a time in my life when, and I would hope that they think of a happy time where they thought the song gave them an energy of go out there and believe the impossible is possible to overcome.
Nostalgia. I love it.
Yeah.
So last question. 2nd of July, you perform here in Berlin. What can fans expect?
I would hope that we dive into a journey of leaving everything outside the door, walking into the show and taking us on a journey of sort of love and stories and new chapters, and also sharing where we've come from, where we're going, and the here and now.
Great. So we're looking forward to the show. It was so nice having you here.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you for having me. Next time, coming in with some facts and figures and things about Berlin. I'm going to be like, all right, Armani, I've got you. Okay. Here's my list of questions.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de. Kein Abo. Keine monatlichen Kosten bei uns. Streamt ihr for free die Energy Webstreams. Immer die besten Hits für euren Geschmack. Zum Beispiel Energy Love. Egal wo ihr seid, egal was ihr macht, das ist der richtige Soundtrack für euren Alltag. Checkt Energy Love und alle weiteren Streams in der App und auf energy.de. Denn hört ihr Streams, hört ihr Energy. Ganz einfach über euren Smart Speaker.
Alexa, spiel Energy Love.
Energy Hit Music Only.